Podcast, Episode 7. I'm your host, Chris Peterson, and with me as always is my nephew, longtime New York Giants fan and co-host of the show, Brandon Smoker. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Are you feeling any older?
Feeling a couple days older.
Yeah, last time we got together, you had a birthday since then, and
Turned 28 on Friday, and had a good birthday weekend, and now I'm recovered and back to action.
Well, Thursday night you went out, but we had a game. We played Cincinnati, and it was what we call, or like to call, the dress rehearsal. It didn't quite go that way, in my opinion.
Right.
I feel like starters aren't playing as much as they have in the past, or especially when I was young. But
yeah, it seems like lately people don't even view it as the dress rehearsal anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like I should play. I told you I wanted to see Barkley a little bit, and a lot of people didn't. You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I just a drive, just maybe a touch, just give him the rock, let him, you know, just something.
Yeah, just to get that one good hit in to make sure he's game ready.
Evan Engram, he got in, so yeah. I was happy with that. That was somebody I wanted to see. But
yeah, I mean, Thursday night I went out, so I really didn't get to watch too much of it, but we were texting back and forth, and I watched some highlights.
Keeping you updated,
so, yeah. I had to know what was going on. So.
Well, you've seen plenty between the game and now.
Yeah, it's been a couple days, so.
All right, well, let's recap this game a little bit. Obviously, Eli started, and he played well. I mean, he's looking good.
Yeah, he looked good. He was 4 for 8.
41 yards.
Mm-hmm.
4 for 8. There was two big drops. Latimer had two big drops. One of those was a touchdown pass. Did you see that highlight?
I didn't see that highlight, no.
Stepped up in the pocket. It was a dart down the middle. Now, there was some tight coverage there, and it was about from the 22 or 23-yard line, and he has to catch that ball.
Yeah.
If he catches that ball, it's a touchdown, and Eli's trotting off the field first drive. And they started on the 11.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a heck of a drive. During that drive, there was a couple penalties. Our line struggled a little bit. I don't think it's awful, but our line ain't up to the level that I want it to be for the opening. Week one against Dallas.
But they are going up against Pro Bowl defensive line. So.
Hernandez, he went against Geno Atkins.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's a second-year guy. Geno Atkins has been to several Pro Bowls. It's a learning experience for him.
We can't have that in a regular season.
No. Though. Well, that's what the preseason's for.
So other than that, I mean, Hernandez, he struggled. I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. He went against Geno Atkins. There was three penalties. Two of them were actually declined. And I think it was that drive. There was a penalty that was declined. And it would have been, I think it made a third down. And Eli hit a nice pass across the middle that picked up a big first down and kept the drive going. But he had three penalties. I think it's more... He gets his holding penalties, I feel like, when the defender makes a move on him on the inside.
Okay.
So that's something he needs to work on. And if he can get that right here during the season, it's going to be huge because he's a monster.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to make a big leap this year.
But other than that, I think the line played pretty well. It gave Eli plenty of time. Like you said, he went 4 from 8. And I think he could have went 6 for 8. And he should have went 6 for 8 for a touchdown. But he did drive down the field, and we ended up kicking a field goal. Your boy Rosas nailed
mm-hmm.
another one. Yeah,
automatic.
Automatic. That should be his nickname. So we got to see what we wanted out of Eli, and then our boy comes in, Daniel Jones. Looks good, Brandon. He looks good again.
Man, he went 9 for 11, 141. But
you see the hit?
Incompletion. Yeah, I saw the hit. I could not see the hit. And I'm kind of glad that he took the hit, too, because he got right back up and almost threw a touchdown right after
that. Well, that was the thing. It was he got rocked. And that was, like, we were talking about the offensive line struggling a little bit. Nate Solder almost got him killed. I mean, he almost got him killed, and it was vicious. He got hit twice on that play. He got sandwiched on that play. And I don't know. It bothered me. I didn't like seeing him get hit like that. It was defensive end Lawson and Hubbard. And Brian Baldinger, did you see Baldy's breakdown on that?
I didn't see that one.
I have to send that to you. I thought I sent that to you. He breaks it down very nicely, and it was right at – well, he gets hit. The ball pops out. Giants recover the fumble.
Mm.
And the very next play, Jones steps up and throws a bomb.
Yeah, I saw the play, but I didn't see the Baldy's breakdown of it.
Well, that's the the not giving up, the not caring, the ice in his veins. I mean, he just got rocked. It was his first hit in the NFL. He gets up and he throws that nice pass to Slayton, which I was very happy it was Slayton, because that was his first. It was his only catch of the game, but it was a well placed ball, and it was where
that
only
was a beautiful ball. I saw.
Yeah,
that.
It was only where he could get it. And I'm trying to see here exactly. You have how long the pass was?
Let me see. 27 yards.
Yeah, and it was very high, and I think it was like almost like a back shoulder pass in the corner. And a receiver with a little more experience maybe could have scored on that.
Yeah.
You know, he gets his feet right, he might be able to get in on that.
Well, it was at the 1 yard line, right?
Right. But I guess with the best, the key to that was he gets rocked, and he steps right in and does that next. And he even gets hit on that play.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid, I mean, he's checking all the boxes. He fumbled two times the week before, and what's he do? He comes out and goes, after a fumble, 8 for 8 and a touchdown. And then this play, right afterwards, I mean, he has it, Brandon. He has the it factor.
He's got, yeah, he's no got fear. Confidence.
He has
he's
a quiet,
confident in what he's doing.
Like a ready-to-strike confidence. There's just something about him. I see it. Everybody laughs and says he has that demeanor like Eli, where he's goofy. But he's got heart. He's got fire. Remember, he fumbles the ball and he goes and makes the tackle. What did he do in camp? He throws an interception and he goes after the guy.
And people, you don't see that out of quarterbacks, especially during practice. You don't see quarterbacks running down there to chase him down. Even that's pretty impressive as well.
It's practice. You could just let it go. It doesn't matter and go learn about it. He got fight in him, and I love that.
It's that competitive nature. He's hating being the backup right now. I'll tell you that.
Well, he's got to be. And he has to be the backup. And we I still going to say that he has to be the backup because of that hit. Our line is not, the camaraderie is not there. They're not 100% ready yet. They're not. Nate Solder always starts all slow. He's going to be better by week 3, week 4. So if Eli doesn't get it done and you bring him week 4, week 5, it's just a better situation. Now the line's been playing with each other. They got that trust factor. They're going to be better. And the whole nobody playing in the preseason, the team is young.
Mm-hmm.
This offense is young together. It's the second year in this system. They're still learning each other. Barkley hasn't taken a snap with them yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ingram hasn't. Shepard hasn't. I mean, I want everybody to be on page when Danny Jones comes in.
Yeah.
I think that's going to help him tremendously. If you throw him out there week 1 against a very good Dallas defense, it's just not, to me.
I agree with that.
It's not a great idea. But, yeah, our boy looked good, man. 118.8 QB rating, 12.8 yards. Did you know going into this game, he was averaging 12 yards per pass and he had a rating of 151.8, best among QBs in the preseason with 6 or more passing attempts? He's tearing it up.
After what he did the other night, he should be still leading it too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's like 25 for 30, 369 or 370 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's doing what he's supposed to do. And this whole talk about, it's preseason, it doesn't matter. Well, he went against the ones.
Mm-hmm.
He got rocked, and he still went out and performed like a starting quarterback.
Without our best options even.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, we didn't have our best players. We don't have Shepard out there. We don't have Tate out there. We don't have Ingram out there.
And we don't have Saquon out there.
And we don't have Saquon out there, at least when he's out there. But Evan Ingram did get in the game. Did you see the play for Evan Ingram?
No, I did caught one ball for like 9 yards or something, but I didn't see the play.
Yeah, that's what it was. Eli, he pumped left and dumped it off underneath. It was like a double screen play. He went for 9 yards, and he looked explosive. It just reminded me of when I was at the Tampa game last year. He looked explosive. And he went towards the sideline. He lowered his head. He made contact. And it was one of those, to me, I'm watching the game live and I'm like, man, you can almost, you know, like to throw the flag for lowering your head.
Yeah.
Even though it's more on the defender, not the offensive guy, but they do call it on the offensive guy.
Definitely. So the 9 yards, was that like all yards after
the catch?
That's
all he did. It was just one play. And
no,
I took him out.
Like the 9 yard, was it like a screen pass?
Yeah, he took it. And he looked explosive. He took it up the sideline. Yeah, you got to see that.
Nice.
I was happy with that. The line, like I said, it wasn't terrible. It needs to get a little better. I mean, a run game, granted, Barkley wasn't out there. Our run game took a step back, I feel, from the week before. There was a play where Gallman had a nice run. It was like a little play where Eli got out in front and was blocking for him.
I did see. I couldn't miss that play.
That was hilarious. That was the fastest. Chris Bisignano from the Insider said it was the fastest he ever seen him run in his whole career. And it's funny.
And I mean, he has to. He's competing right now for his job.
And that's what me and you said 3 weeks ago when we were arguing with each other, that there should be a competition.
He's treating it as a competition.
I'm telling you, there is a fire right there lit right underneath Eli's buns. And I'm telling you, if he doesn't get it done, his lease is short. And I'm not saying that. I love Eli, and I'm not saying it.
Yeah, you're wearing Eli's jersey
right
now.
I'm wearing it right now. I want him to go out and play. I want him to play 19 games this year. I want him to go. And if that happens, he'll be back next year. That's the only possible way he's back next year, if we go deep into the playoffs. Do you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
Could he – this is a good question. Do you see him coming back as a backup?
No. Not for us, at least. No. I don't think he would want to do that.
I don't know what made me think that. I just thought that on the spot. Yeah. I just thought that on the spot. But
So what if he does come out and, like, take us deep or win a Super Bowl or something? Oh, yeah. Like, Would we keep him, or we try and trade him? We could trade him next year.
We could, because he wouldn't have the no trade clause no more. Because right now he currently has one.
Yeah.
So let's keep that in mind. Keep the trade clause thing in mind. Let's keep that in mind. Let's get back to the game, and let's get back to that. Bring that up in a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Defense. Would you? Last week you said you want to see us get more aggressive and get more pressure on the quarterback. We need somebody to stand out. Nobody's really doing anything.
X-Man.
There's your man.
I saw X-Man got 2 sacks.
He had 2 sacks. One, he went untouched, and that's the way it was presented at the game. You didn't see the game. You weren't watching it. You were out with your family, with my sister and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was lightning fast. What I was hearing today was that he, before the defender – now, granted, he wasn't going against first string. But before the defender could even realize what was going on, X-Man made a move and got past him. So that blew right by him. He had 4 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and 2 hits on the quarterback, not counting the sacks. He has 3 sacks in the preseason.
Wow.
And he is on our depth chart at the moment as our second string weak side linebacker.
Mm-hmm. X-Man is going to be the X factor of the defense, I think.
Me and you sit here and we – what'd you say to me today about talking about guys that, like, you, what'd you say?
First thing I said when I came in here was, man, I'm tired of talking about guys that are on roster fringe of being cut, and I'm just ready to get back to talking wins and losses and Saquon and
Evan Ingram.
Yeah. I'm over this preseason. I can't wait for week one.
I know, because this game coming up this week, Jones gets the nod. He's going to start, I love the Giants. I will be watching it, but I am ready. I'm ready for Dallas.
Yeah.
I want to sit here and prepare and be ready for a regular season game. I want to see our guys.
Mm-hmm. I think most fans out there feel the same way.
The game's important, though. We got a couple things. We got some roster spots they need to figure out, and we need more. I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but this defense is young. And that's the same thing I was saying about the offensive line needs to gel a little bit more. This defense needs to gel a little bit more.
They just need experience.
And it's not – they're missing cues here. Their guys are getting open. They got burnt in this game again by the tight end. That's something that's been haunting us for years. It reminds me of, like, Ertz or Witten getting us. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like we can't ever stop a tight end. And – CJ Uzma, I can't say his name for them. He scored a touchdown on us. He had a 26-yard touchdown pass that Peppers got beat on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Peppers getting beat, or is it because guys are just not communicating, like week one against the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the big play for a first down on third down? But they went 4 for 4 for 59 yards at their tight ends. I mean, two of them plays was a 26-yard and a 28-yarder to CJU. I'm going to call him, I don't know how to say his last name. So our secondary is very, very young.
Yeah, they're inexperienced. And we're going to have some growing pains, but they got to learn through it. and play through it and get better.
And I think that's what's going on with this offensive line a little bit too. And that's why they need to get these snaps together, and that's why I need Eli to start. He has the experience. He's been under pressure the last 4 years. He knows how to handle it. He doesn't miss a game. He's the Iron Man. He gets beat up, and he keeps coming back for more. And that's why I don't want to put Jones out there. I don't think Jones's confidence will get shook. I mean, he's proven that. He's proven that how he fumbles the ball. He goes right in. He drives down and score. He takes the hit of his life in the NFL, his very first hit. It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets right up and throws nearly a touchdown, which could have been a touchdown if that would have been – who knows? If that was Shepard or Golden Tate he threw it to, it might have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
Speaking of that touchdown, did you see Slayton got a hamstring problem again?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw he hasn't practiced it yet this week.
That bothers me because I really – I wanted him to be the starter. I wanted him to come out and start with Shep, with Tate when Tate's back. And I don't know what that means now. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Well, hopefully it's only like a 1 to 2 week kind of thing. Maybe he just tweaked it. They did say it wasn't as bad. It wasn't as severe as the first one. So hopefully it's like a 1 to 2 week thing. Hopefully they don't have to put him on IR. But it's a shame, but him and Sam Beal. I mean, Sam Beal's in the same boat. He's like, he needs to get back.
What are they going to do with Sam Beal?
I hope he came out and said the other day he doesn't want injured reserve, but I don't think that's up to him. But
it's not up to him. But what are you going to do? You got Ballantyne out there earning a spot playing. You got, I mean, Grant Haley's playing good. He's starting at nickel. I mean,
I don't see us giving up on him just yet. I mean,
I'm not saying we're giving up on him, but I think they got an IR.
That's tough.
There's so many guys that deserve to play. I mean, you got to do something. Like you put him.
I mean, we could give him the IR, designated IR, where he's out for like the first 6 or 8 weeks or something.
It doesn't mean he has to be out all 8 weeks. He can come back week 4, but right?
Is that how I think it has to be the whole?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
But do we really want to use that on him if we have somebody else, like maybe Ingram or something, that maybe he gets hurt the first week or second week?
Don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, I wouldn't want to waste that on Sam Beal. I would rather just put him on injured reserve for the whole season and just be done with it. But hopefully he gets healthy and he gets back soon. That's all you can hope for.
That's true. But I mean, get back to this defense real quick. We talked about X-Man having a nice outing. I mean, we didn't really get to see everybody out there together yet. Carter isn't playing a lot. We have high hopes for B.J. Hill. I think I'm going to like this 3-4 with all these athletic guys. When the actual season starts, I like to see Golden starting over Martin. I can see that flip-flopping.
Yeah.
I brought up how the tight end got the 28 yards. The starters came out, and the first two times they had the ball, they punted. Mm-hmm. And it was the third drive is when they threw the touchdown pass. So our defense didn't play – they didn't play terrible. Like, Dexter Lawrence is going to be a monster.
Yeah.
He's taking up – make sure – Baldy did a breakdown on that. Baldy breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He did some stuff on Dexter Lawrence too, man, and it was outstanding. Like, he's fast. He's athletic for, like, 350 pounds. And he got some pressure. He batted a ball down. And I think Baldy says in there that he will bat a ball and get a pick this year.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And if that holds true, I'll make sure we give him a tweet.
I'll make sure you get a jersey.
Dang. You don't get enough. But we regrouped. And that's the thing. This team is young. This team is going to get better as the season go on. The schedule was very favorable in the beginning. I think when the schedule originally came out, we both said we were going to lose week 1 to Dallas. I'm starting to think the other way around. I'm starting to think we may not. And that's – I mean, a lot of that – I mean, Zeke might not play. I don't know what's going to happen with Zeke. And I don't want to make excuses and like, I don't want them to say, well, you beat us because Zeke wasn't there.
Hey, I'll take it. I don't care.
But I will with this team as young as it is. We're relying on a lot of young guys. And that's – going back to Daniel Jones, that's why I do not want him to start. I want these guys to get their scheme down and know each other and feel comfortable with each other. I think that'll help us out tremendously.
Yeah, I think me and you both agree, and most Giants fans agree, that Eli should start. He proved it. He earned it. I think he's playing really well. So, I mean, I wouldn't want to get rid of him or nothing this year. Like, some of the rumors that were coming out saying we should – trade into the the Colts or something. Yeah, which, I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, trade him to the Colts because Andrew Luck. I mean, that was a big shock. That happened Saturday night. At first, I wasn't one of the people being ignorant or saying anything ignorant about him. It was just a shock. And I was like, what? He's only like 28, 29 years old at the time. I mean, I don't know. He's 29. Couldn't believe it. But then when you watch the press conference.
Yeah, you feel bad. It's tough.
And you see, he wants to be out there. Yeah. He wants to play football. And I started thinking about it. And I started thinking, if my quarterback can't give me 100%, I don't want him out there anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So
I wouldn't boo him off the...
No, that was terrible.
Wouldn't boo him out of the stadium. No,
that wasn't cool at all. And I felt bad for him. But then you get on Twitter and you get on Facebook and you get on Instagram, and what are people saying? Giants should trade Eli to the Colts now. They need a quarterback. That would be awesome. He gets to go play where his brother played and maybe go win a Super Bowl.
It would be a good story because Peyton played there. And they said there's even still confetti up in the rafters from when Eli won the Super Bowl in that stadium. But it's not going to happen. It's 0% chance it's going to happen.
Look, that's why I said remember this earlier. You talked about trading him. I want Eli to play. Eli has not had a good line. He's not had these weapons. He's going to be comfortable in this system. Last week I messed up. I said Eli didn't have a bad year. He had almost 4,300 yards, and I meant to say he threw his least touch. I mean, that's what I said. I said touchdowns. He threw his least interceptions since 2008. Second year in the offense, a better line. Believe it or not, Barkley can even be better. Because he's going to have a better line, and now he knows the system. He's not thinking about it. He's just playing football.
Yeah, and he has a whole off season of work.
Evan Ingram's healthy, looking explosive. Even with Golden Tate out, this offense could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And a good offense helps out your defense.
Yeah,
That'll help
keeps our young, the other offenses off the field.
It'll keep our defense. It'll give them time to get their stuff right because they're young, stuff like right? That. So yeah, this whole trade Eli thing, I think.
Well, first of all, he's got a no trade clause.
Yeah, he's got a no trade clause. He isn't going anywhere. I mean, I guess you could present it to him like, look, they got Ebron, they got T.Y. Hilton, they got who else? They got Funchess now.
Mm-hmm.
They got Andrew Luck went out because he got hurt all the time. They actually have a decent offensive line now, and they came on strong last year.
I mean, unless out of nowhere, Gettleman and Pat Shurmur backtrack themselves and say, hey, we're going to go with Jones. If they go up to Eli and say, hey, we're going to go with Jones.
Yeah, we're going to go with Jones. I'll tell you what we can do for you. We got a call. We can send you to Indianapolis.
That would be a slap in the face.
It would be.
He wouldn't deserve that.
He don't deserve it. So that's not what I'm saying at all. I want him to be there, and I want him to prepare our future to be great. I don't want to set him up for failure.
Exactly.
So that's out of the question. We did, however, get a one answer on Twitter.
Hey, that's a start.
It's a start.
It's more than we got last week.
It's more, yeah. Well, no, Bobby Skinner got us one last week.
Oh, yeah, he did the voice.
So what did we get on Twitter?
So Charlie G., it's his Twitter handle is @G68_Charlie. He replied to us saying, my biggest concern is the pass rush, but besides that, what would it be wise to try and trade Kyle? I guess he's referring to Kyle Aletta.
That's the only Kyle I can think of. Well, let's do this in two parts. Pass rush. Well, once again, it's a very young defense. A lot of young moving parts out there that are all new, that have not played with each other a lot, and they don't in preseason. And that's what we were saying about like Peppers getting beat by tight ends and guys missing cues and not being where they're supposed to be. I've seen some good things from this defensive line. I do believe our pass rush is going to get better as the weeks go on. It's going against one of the best offensive lines in the league week one, but they don't have to worry about Zeke right now, and I don't know if they're going to have to worry about Zeke right now. But after that, there's three very winnable games, and they're not dominant football teams. I think this defensive line is going to start getting pressure real quick.
And you can't forget, this is the preseason. You know they're not blitzing, they're not scheming, they're just playing.
What's the term everybody use? They're very vanilla.
Yeah. So they're not going to go out there and play their hands right away. So, I mean, he's going to Betcher's going to dial up some blitzes if we can't get pressure, and well, it'll be all right. But I mean,
I think
it is. It's definitely a concern right now.
It is a concern right now, but I think the secondary is going to play a lot better than what we. But obviously a lot better than in the past. Mm-hmm. I think these guys, these young, athletic, hungry guys are going to be a lot better than people think. Like, and that's going to help the defensive line out. So we'll get some covered sacks. Dexter Lawrence is going to be a monster to deal with. I think Carter's going to have a really good year. I love I really like B.J. Hill. You like B.J. Hill.
Yeah. He set the rookie record last year for sacks for us. But, I mean, it's not – I mean, Lawrence Taylor did it, but that's before they started recording sacks. But and then I'm hearing a lot of rumors, though, about Philly trying to trade for Jadeveon Clowney. Why? I don't understand. If our pass rush, if they were really worried about that, why wouldn't we put in for Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, let's take this as two parts, because Charlie had another part of his question. He was like, is it time to trade for Kyle Laletta? Well, you're not packaging Kyle Laletta for Clowney because they don't need a quarterback.
No.
To answer his question, I don't think there's a heavy need or want for Kyle Laletta.
No.
That's not saying that Kyle Laletta isn't playing well. He played well the last preseason game. He's playing well this year. That's another guy that we drafted. I think...
Yeah, he's a local guy.
Oh, yeah. We live 30 minutes from where he went to high school. We know some things about him. I do believe he's going to be... I think we're going to keep him on the 53. I think he's going to be a third quarterback.
Yeah, Gettleman drafted him. He saw something in him. He believes in him.
Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody comes and says, hey, I mean, I don't know what you would get for him.
Maybe like a fifth-round pick. We drafted him in the... fourth or fifth round. We can't get anything higher than that.
Unless somebody really came and begged for him, which I don't see happening. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's playing better than Tanny. We need a backup next year if this is it for Eli. It's their guy. They picked him. Yeah. They liked him. I think he's not going anywhere, personally.
Yeah. I would like to keep him.
And real quick, let's go back a little bit. Our linebackers, B.J. Goodson, out of nowhere, is playing better.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Remember we were talking about him playing?
We didn't think he was going to
make
it.
We thought he was
going
to get cut, and I said he was in with the ones at practice the other day, and you said Hill got a tip, and mm-hmm. I said he got the pick. He's been playing better. And Connolly is, in my opinion now, from the things I'm learning from Connolly, I think he's going to start.
Yeah.
That's just a personal opinion of mine. I think it's going to be him. For the inside linebackers, I think it's going to be him and Ogletree. Tay Davis isn't playing up to...
Yeah, he's missing a lot of tackles.
He's fast. He's moving around. He's flying around. But he's just not getting it done, in my opinion. And that doesn't mean he's not going to get it done. I think he shows more promise than what Goodson did last year. So I don't know what that means for Goodson or him. But because Connolly, I think he's going to start. I don't know.
That's insane, too. That goes right back to Gettleman. Hats off to him for finding him. He's undrafted, right?
You caught me off guard there.
I think he was undrafted, because we didn't draft him this year. I think he was an undrafted free agent.
I'm having a blank.
I'll look it up real quick.
You look at it up.
You talk about something else.
Well, let's talk about the fact that Clowney might go to the Eagles. Now, here's my theory on Clowney. You texted me the other day and said, why don't we trade for Clowney? I don't see it happening. And the reason why, I mean, I don't even care if the Eagles get him. I don't see it happening.
Connolly was a fifth-round draft pick.
All right, good
but
way to cover
still,
yourself.
Still, way to find him in the fifth round, though.
All right, so you think we should trade for Clowney. You texted that to me the other day. What's your thoughts? What were you thinking when you texted me that?
Well, I mean, I didn't say we should trade for him. I was thinking... You know, he's out there. He does want a new contract. That's why he's holding out right now. And Philly's interested in him. And I was just wondering what you think it would take to get him. What kind of draft pick? I mean, I wouldn't be willing to give up a first-round pick. But maybe if it's like a package of like a 2 and a 4 or something, I'd be willing to do.
Personally, you're talking about a guy that wants like $20 million a year. Yeah. I think they're going to want, like, a first-round pick a second round pick, or they're going to want more than one pick, and I think one of their picks, they're going to want a first round pick.
Well, then I wouldn't be willing to give that up.
And I'm going to give you another good reason why. And I mean, this kind of goes to Charlie. I mean, he is good on the pass rush. Charlie asked, he said, well, he didn't ask, he said he's concerned about that. He could bring that to our team, but you got to remember, man, we are going to have one of the highest cap spaces next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard today that the Dolphins were talking to him. He got rid of his agent, and the Dolphins had communication with him. And he does not have to – he's not getting penalized. He's kind of like in that Bell situation.
Yeah.
Where he don't have to sign his extension – like his – what's that called?
The tender.
Yeah, he don't have to
franchise
sign.
Franchise tag.
He don't have to sign it, so he ain't – he can do what he wants. If he wants to take the year off, he can take the year off. I don't think he will. I think he will end up playing somewhere.
Hopefully it's not in Philly.
Well, here's the thing, though, man. He's not – I don't want to talk bad about Clowney, and I would like to have Clowney, but I don't want to give anything up for him, and I would maybe take my chances in signing him next year when we have that money, depending on who's out there and who's available. We could always do that. But he gets hurt. He's not
– Yeah.
And he's not – remember when they signed him, it was like a big thing. Like it was like Clowney and Watt, and it's going to be like ridiculous. He hasn't lived up to that.
No. I just thought it was kind of an interesting thing because he's coming from a 3-4 defense like we're playing.
It is.
He's a Pro Bowl player. He's better than what we've seen so far. But I mean, if it was really a concern, then we probably would have looked into it and seen what we could try and get for him, but I don't see it happening. It was just I was kind of bored, and I just saw it, and I was
You're getting bored with preseason.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because now we have another game to where you're not going to see any starters. I mean,
yeah.
Daniel Jones, you're going to see him a little bit. I don't even like putting him out there that much. I'm at that point because now you're going to have a bunch of guys fighting for a roster spot.
They're going to want to hit him. They're going to want to sack him.
Yeah, so I'm not big on him being out there too much. I do want to see some guys like Britton Golden. In my opinion, you didn't get to see the game. He made like Daniel Jones has some really nice throws. That one across the middle to him.
Yeah.
He had two catches for 59 yards. He got a 63-yard punt return. And he also recovered the fumble when Jones got hit.
Yeah.
So like he's balling a little bit. Now he ain't going to make it as a receiver, but he can make it for special teams. And I'm not a fan. I'm a huge I love Jason Sehorn.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my it was one of my favorite players growing up as a kid. I liked Jason Sehorn a lot. And he lost his career returning kicks. So when they tell me that, like, Peppers is going to be back air and Shepard's going to be back air, I don't even like that.
Nah, I don't want to see that. Unless it's like a
crucial moment.
Yeah.
We need a score. There's 22 seconds they used to put Beckham back air.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
I'd rather put Barkley back air.
Yeah, I mean, but putting him back air consistently, yes, you need a guy to have good hands. Like, Ballantyne had a drop back air.
Mm-hmm.
I think TJ Jones bobbled one and recovered it. He didn't look bad. Either one of them looked bad returning kicks. But Britton Golden had a 63-yard punt return. I mean, he looked pretty good back there. But he did fumble one.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the game would have been sealed. They kicked the ball back to us. He fumbled it and gave him the ball. We ended up winning 25-23.
Yeah.
Game would have been over. They wouldn't even have scored points on that. The score would have been like they would have won by more. It doesn't matter. It's preseason. However, we're winning.
Yeah.
We're 3-0. And we're winning. And that you build on that. So that's another thing I love about what's going on. Like they're winning. They're going out as a unit and
they know what winning tastes like now.
Right.
They produce it.
And we haven't felt that in a while. So. But yeah, man, the game isn't going to mean a lot.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I'll probably watch. Well, I mean, I guess I probably won't be able to watch it because it's not going to be on TV. But I would like to see Daniel Jones play, but I'll be honest with you, after that, I might not even watch it.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of guys trying to fill the roster spots now, and I don't want to see nobody get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt because, I mean, we got a game in less than 2 weeks, and week one, that means Big Blue Bowl predictions.
You got that right. It'll be game week. We'll be fired up, and we need the fans to get involved and give us your Big Blue Bowl predictions. So make sure, if you're listening to this now, to tune in next week, which will be Thursday, and you can hear all about the Big Blue Bowl prediction. We ironed it out. At the end of the year, there'll be two prizes to the winners, so make sure you stay tuned because you don't want to miss it. And you want to be involved because we got some excellent prizes and you'll hear it in next week's pod. All right, John Zan. So if you're listening to this, we want to thank you for joining us. And I want to give a special thanks to our producer, Beats and Beards with a Z, for our production and our music. And thank you for Anchor for allowing us to drop this podcast to you guys. It's your one-stop shop to record, host, and distribute your podcast. Like I said, I'm Chris Peterson. And with my nephew, Brandon Smoger, we're looking to bring you Giants news. And we thank you for listening. And go G-Men.
See you next time, Giants fans.
Thank you, Big Blue G-Men Nation, for listening. And all of our Big Blue fanatics. You can reach the Big Blue G-Men podcast at blue_G-Men, or you can hashtag it BBG podcast, or just email us at bigbluegmen@outlook.com. Go Giants.